Morgan's three best friends melted as Kate withdrew her latest purchases from the pink and blue striped, lamb-dotted cutie patootie shopping bag to display for their approval. They passed around the itty-bittiest pajama set Morgan had ever seen.
I love the matching fuzzy socks,
Kayla grinned.
So soft.
Devin sighed as she ran the tip of her index finger across the plush fabric.
Do you think they'll be warm enough?
Kate nibbled at the inside of her cheek, highlighting her dimples.
Or maybe too thick?
Don't worry so much, Katie Bug.
Neil chimed in from where he, along with the other four guys in the crew, slathered cherry green paint on one wall of the nursery.
Your girl's probably going to kick them off anyway. My sister's kids always seem to strip and have their toes in their mouths in a half second flat.
Look, it could be a boy. There's no telling yet.
Mike paused with his roller in the middle of the patch of color he'd focused on. His lack of typical gusto made it seem as if even he didn't believe the mantra he'd recited for nearly 3 months now.
How much longer do we have to wait to say I told you so?
Dave dodged a half-hearted swipe from Mike, not fast enough to avoid minty splatters on his already Pollock-esque coveralls.
The ultrasound is next week, right?
Whoa, stop that right there.
Kate wagged her finger at the guys.
No paint fights today. The baby will not be happy if you mess up her gorgeous new hardwood floors. A little drop cloth is no match for you when you get riled up.
Last time I checked, you like it when I get riled up.
Mike smirked until her admonishment sank in.
Hold up. Her floor? No, no, no. Whose side are you on?
He pouted, the roller forgotten in his hand, which dangled by his knees as his shoulders slumped.
The one that gives us a healthy baby of either gender.
She rolled her eyes at his exaggerated antics.
You know I am too.
Mike cleared his throat, drawing her attention to the lump of emotion he struggled to swallow around, making Morgan wonder what it would be like to see such awe on her husband Joe's face.
It scares me a little, that's all. A baby is so tiny already, so delicate. The thought of a girl is half as beautiful as you, and the hell I'll have keeping her safe from teenaged horn dogs.
James snorted and clasped his middle.
Oh, karma. Gotta love that bitch.
Seriously, though.
Mike squinted down at his wife, who rubbed her rounded belly in cathartic circles.
What made you say that?
I don't know.
Kate practically glowed, despite her shrug.
I just have a feeling, and I keep dreaming about her. I see you sitting there in the corner, on a white rocking chair with a frilly pink cushion, holding our daughter while she sleeps. It feels so real.
Mike set the roller in the tray and crossed to his wife. He wiped his hands on his pants before cupping her cheeks in his trembling fingers.
You saw her?
Yeah.
Tears tracked down the slightly puffy cheeks of Morgan's best friend.
Both of you together, and I knew I could never be more in love.
Morgan couldn't stand upright another moment. The precious outfit she'd crumpled in her fist fluttered to the floor as her fingers went numb. She realized Kate didn't intend for every word to eviscerate her as viciously as if she'd slashed Morgan with 1,000 paring knives simultaneously. Still, the ragged cries clawing at her vocal cords threatened to rip free of her throat if she didn't escape the reminder of all she'd never have. She squeezed past the couple, lost in each other. When Kate's full abdomen brushed Morgan, she flinched as if it scorched. The drop cloth twisted around her foot, and she stumbled. Joe reached for her. She couldn't bear to look her husband in the eye, afraid he might recognize her pain. Never would she add to his burdens. Except it seemed even without intending to, she had. Their relationship had grown strained lately. The more she tried to protect him.